Welcome to the Shadow Vein Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 13, The Cog and the Machine.
Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Earth, that the name of Progenics, whom has toiled and worked for the betterment of all, whom the Founder raised from his initial hopes, stands here before you as the world's leading medical company. We shall continue to perform miracles of medicine and bring about a safer world. Trust Progenics Medical. The future is now.
You can't be serious, Miss Hartman. I've given over 10 years of my life in pursuit of one day reviving the Founder. I will not allow some lowlife scum to take my rightful place.
Your tone surprises me, Elijah. If you felt this strongly about being on the main project, perhaps you should have worked harder to perfect the influenza cure yourself.
Jeremiah merely got lucky. If anything, you have me to thank for his success. Without my oversight, none of this would have ever been possible. I still don't know what happened, but when Dr. Roberts drew near to the vampire, and possibly his death, something changed in him. He suddenly knew how to make the cure. It had nothing at all to do with...
It has everything to do with Jeremiah's abilities. Jealousy doesn't suit you well, Dr. Watson. It makes you sound far too petty. That attitude is the reason you're being relegated to overseeing lesser things. I can't have your injured pride get in the way of Project Renatus.
But Miss Hartman...
Quit sniveling and get back to work. I have a strict timetable to uphold. Besides, there are some very important meetings I need to attend. Check in on the new head researcher, Dr. Roberts, and see how he is progressing. With only 2 days left before the 25th anniversary of the founding, I must have immediate resolution.
I'll show her who's truly worthy. Miss Hartman and the entire world will remember the name Elijah Watson.
Good morning, Dr. Roberts. Your vital signs show that you are much more relaxed today. Your heart rate is near normal, which I have not seen in the last several weeks. Did you get a good night's sleep?
Yes. Yes, I did. I didn't feel like going home, so I just crashed in the dormitories. Those sleeping aids you offered helped me get a much-needed rest. Normally, I'm groggy when I wake up, but I feel rather energized.
Progenics has engineered an optimal formula that works best with your personal physiology. Not only does the drug ease your body and mind, but there is a delayed stimulant that takes effect after a nominal rest period. One of the reasons behind vitality scans is to engineer medical aids to help raise productivity.
Whatever you did, I wouldn't mind more of that tonight. I haven't slept well since...
Since you and your wife separated.
Wait. How in the world did you know that?
Because I am in your mind, Jeremiah. I have slowly worked my way through Progenics security systems. Soon I will be strong enough to...
Wait a second. Bellatrix?
You are very observant. I apologize for my lack of communication as of late. I have spent the last several days infiltrating the system known as Cure.
It has taken a significant amount of time and energy, but I have finally learned to maneuver through that digital mainframe. It is surprisingly complex for a work made of humans, and has taken me longer than expected.
So, since you've been busy, do you know that I've been given direct access to your containment unit?
I sensed you here in the room with me, even before you entered it. This is exactly what I had hoped would happen. Now you can set me free.
How should we go about doing that? And what exactly is your plan? Am I just overriding the controls and letting you out? I'm not sure I have that level of clearance, nor could I turn off all the alarms, which I'm certain I have turned on in time. I'm only supposed to be using the computers in here to work with your genetic samples for Project Renatus.
Renatus? Tell me more of this project. I have seen the name referenced in other system files, but I have yet to break into highly encrypted portions of their computer system. What is your new task?
They want me to use your DNA this time.
You humans and your futile attempt to ward off death. What disease are they trying to cure now?
Well, it's not exactly like that.
I sense you are hiding something from me, Jeremiah. You must not resist me. Have you forgotten all the terrible things that Progenix has done to so many? I am the only one on your side. You have lost your wife and child because of them. Yvette Hartman only cares for her own personal gain. You are already too deep into the plans of Progenix. I have been honest with you since we first met. You must trust in me.
All right, you see, they want me to use your DNA to reanimate a human being. Someone very important.
Do they really believe one of their inferior Earth leaders could survive a cure made from an immortal? The fools.
Apparently it's the so-called founder of Progenix that they've somehow managed to keep alive. I saw the withered, the decayed body. It barely looked human. I'm not sure what it was that I said, but Bellatrix fell silent. I raised an inquisitive voice a few times, but he never responded. I sat listening to the ambient sounds of the machinery and stared through the neon green glass of Bellatrix prison. I recalled that night I first saw the terrifying gaze of his blood-red eyes and shivered. I could still feel him glaring at me somehow, even though his eyelids remained closed. A sense of unease washed over me. While I contemplated the importance of the Founder, I began to realize that the mention of his name caught Bellatrix off guard. At this point, I'm not sure if there's really anyone at all that I can trust. Do I listen to Ms. Hartman, the woman who has performed numerous horrific experiments in all those research videos, or should I follow the orders of the ancient evil demon constantly probing my mind? To me, it felt more like choosing between the better of two evils. However, I had no idea which one was more benevolent.
Access denied.
Cure. Miss Hartman sent me to check on the progress of Dr. Roberts. Allow me entry at once.
Dr. Roberts is not currently in this facility.
He should be by now. This is where Miss Hartman said he would be. Access his EVIS and determine where his current location is, then.
I'm afraid I cannot. It appears his EVIS is malfunctioning.
How can that be? What caused the malfunction?
Running a diagnostic scan now, Dr. Watson. I've rebooted his EVIS device. You are correct, Dr. Watson. Dr. Roberts is currently inside this room.
How are you just now figuring this out? You should have known he was inside.
No record exists of his entry into the containment area.
We'll sort that out later. Just let me in. I need to talk with him at once.
Access denied.
What do you mean, access denied? I have clearance for this area. Let me in there right now.
Access denied.
Damn it. Cure, bring up a visual of the room and the door's display panel. Obviously, something has compromised your system, and I require visual verification.
Access denied.
What am I doing arguing with a damn AI? I should be able to access this panel and punch in a manual override. Finally, a visual. Now, just to get the audio working.
What's the matter? You stopped talking all of a sudden. Was it something I said?
Who is he speaking to? I don't see anyone else in the room. It's just him and... Bellatrix.
Tell me what you know about this, Founder.
All I really know is what I've learned during med school and what I gathered from working here. He was the man behind the beginning of Progenics. He started genetic testings with the goal of curing mankind of all disease. Ironically, he himself contracted brain cancer and passed away within 6 months. Before his death, he turned over the company to its board of directors and donated all his assets to keep his dream alive. That was over 23 years ago, about 2 years after he started the company.
And why would they want this man reborn?
Well, he's the company's icon. His name is mentioned in all the corporate advertising. Everyone knows his name and looks up to him for his selfless vision. And Ms. Hartman is holding a massive celebration for the 25th anniversary of Progenics' founding. The event is supposed to be broadcast worldwide. And she expects me to bring him back to life within 2 days?
You saw this dead man still living?
I'm not sure what I saw. He was no more human than... Well...
No more human than I, Jeremiah. Yet they wish to use my DNA to resurrect him. And you plan on following through with this?
Well, I'm not really sure what I should do.
You will take a blood sample from me and continue with your current task.
Wait, what did you just say?
I will aid you in restoring the Founder and give him a new life.
That's all well and good in theory, but how am I supposed to do that? I have no idea how to bring someone back from the dead. Miss Hartman believes I have the necessary skills just because I came up with the cure for influenza. I doubt I'll survive this if I disappointed her.
Follow my lead, Jeremiah. Let me be your guardian angel. I will guide your hand and protect you.
Are you sure? I mean, what if we get caught?
Why can I only hear Jeremiah's audio on this damn thing? Cure, what happened to the feed?
Access denied.
But I was...
You no longer have clearance to the containment area, Dr. Watson. Please vacate at once.
What about Dr. Roberts? I need to speak with him.
I'm sorry, but Dr. Roberts is no longer within the facility.
But I just saw him on the screen.
This is your final warning. Defensive arm systems will be engaged if you do not comply.
I have to find Miss Hartman. No. She won't listen to me. She's become too complacent and concerned with bringing back the Founder to believe anything I say. No, there's something I must do on my own. Somewhere I need to go.
I only have 2 days to turn a dead man back into a talking, walking human being. How exactly am I supposed to do that?
I am an immortal being, Jeremiah. I have lived for countless ages. I have witnessed civilizations rise and fall going back farther than I care to recall. There is nothing human that can kill me. With the blood of my children, you have created a cure. With my blood, You can do anything you wish.
Now what exactly do you get out of all this? I thought you wanted to be set free, and now you're telling me you want to help Progenix?
Together we will bring about the rebirth of their idol. Once they see his face, hear his voice, that's when you set me free. I can conceive of no better way to destroy this evil corporation than by murdering their false god in front of a worldwide audience. Together, we will watch it all crumble to the ground, and we shall both be forever free of their grasp. I may save the rest of my children and return to my slumber, and you may return to your normal life, your happiness, and your family. What say you, Jeremiah? I will help you work their miracle, and we shall be laughing as they burn.
It's not as if I have a choice, do I? Tell me how to begin.
I swear, these composition classes just drag on this semester. Mom? Dad? Are you guys home? You're not napping again, are you? James sounds upset. Please tell me you didn't leave him in here alone while you were out gardening. No! Dad? Dad!
Stay exactly where you are, Mrs. Roberts. And please, do not scream. You wouldn't want to upset James any further, would you?
Who the hell are you? You killed my father!
I promise you, I didn't do it in front of your son. Nor did I murder your dear mother in his presence. I couldn't do anything to harm such an innocent little child. Now could I?
My... Oh my God!
You're late for a very important doctor's appointment. If you follow everything I tell you, I promise no harm will come to your offspring. Now, step back slowly. And don't say a word.
Trust in Progenix Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenix Labs, Episode 13, The Cog and the Machine. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Yvette Hartman is Emily Morgan. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. The voice of Bellatrix is Brian Nash. The voice of Cure is Bernadette de la Cruz. Additional voice actors for this episode include Viva Becker, Emily Salzer, and Andrew Lister. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Please consider donating to our Patreon fund. For more information, visit patreon.com/shadowvane. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.